Well, it is the end of the week again, and nothing much happened in our town this week, except the first hummingbird of the season arrived. Yeah, right there at the post office. Then, of course, there was the discussion down at the co-op about hay season coming up. A few farmers in our town have already taken the first cutting of alfalfa hay. Yields were down a little bit, but it wasn't bad. Bud reminded us all that alfalfa plants grow taproots at the rate of 5 feet per year. He said his stand should have roots going down 20 feet by now, or more. He said that's what makes alfalfa so drought resistant. Of course, the drought was the main topic of discussion this week amongst local farmers. Soil moisture did improve a little bit because of those midweek rain showers, but we've got a long way to go to get back to normal. Junior said that farmers in Page County are down 3.7 inches on rainfall year to date. He said Shenandoah County is down 3.5 inches, Rockingham County is down 2.9 inches, and Augusta County is down 3.9 inches for rainfall year to date. Junior said, "This ain't normal." And he's right, it ain't normal. Maybe we'll get some rain next week. A lot of schools are having graduation ceremonies at this time of the year. Mike and Karen are attending the commencement exercises at Blue Ridge Community College this weekend. Their youngest daughter, Tiffany, she's graduating with an Associate of Science degree focused on health care. Congratulations to all the students who are graduating at this time of the year. I've got a three-word commencement speech for you. You ready? Three words. Make yourself necessary. If you're looking for Cindy and the girls this weekend, you'll find them down at the fairgrounds. The Harrisonburg Rockingham Relay for Life is Saturday, May the 9th, down at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds. From 5 p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a lot of people with one thing in common, raising money for the American Cancer Society. There will be food, raffles, t-shirt sales, face painting, bake sales, gift baskets, and did I mention food? Lots of music. People gathered together for a common cause. Let's beat cancer. The Relay for Life, this Saturday evening, down at the fairgrounds. But the big event of the week was the first cutting of alfalfa. It has been a dry spring, and this drought situation, according to the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center, this drought situation is supposed to last at least through the end of July. But you know what they say, the farmer has to be an optimist, or he wouldn't still be a farmer. And other than that, nothing much happened in our town this week, I'm Ish.